morning and welcome to BVTV. This week I'm joined by Stefan Isaacs, who helps to oversee around 25 billion sterling in assets across fixed income portfolios at M&G. Steph, good morning.
Morning, AD.
So I brought you on to really have a think about what we saw over the course of this year in fixed income markets. And apart from some geopolitical tensions, it seems pretty dull. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd say it was dull, but it was certainly a pretty benign year going into 2017. I think we had expectations that volatility would probably be higher than we've observed, and with that we would have expected potentially more volatility around risk assets. We would have expected higher bond yields than we saw through the course of the year. So it has been a good year for risk assets, and going into 2018, I think some of the risks that we were concerned about earlier on this year is still very much on our mind going into next year.
And what are some of those risks that you've mentioned?
There's obviously some of the geopolitical concerns. So, how does the North Korean situation play out? How does the Middle East play out? We've got Italian elections to deal with in 2018 as well. But away from that, which is somewhat sort of out of our control, we are very focused on the economic data. So does the economy continue to grow? And broadly, those are our expectations. But consistent with that, we would expect that we would see some better inflation data start to come through, and that might start to force the hands of central banks. So the Federal Reserve has been telling the markets that it has an intention of raising rates this week. It intends to raise rates probably another three times at least next year, and the markets have somewhat pushed back on that and said, actually, we think that the outcome is likely to be more benign. The yield curve certainly isn't pricing in as much as the Federal Reserve is trying to tell us. And if that inflation data does start to pick up and forces the Federal Reserve to go as aggressively as they're telling us, or even more so, I think that will prove some challenges for risk assets.
And I mentioned you help run one of the largest bond funds in Europe. I suppose, what can investors expect in terms of returns from the asset class, and where are you finding value today?
So returns from fixed income generally for the last 5+ years have been really quite exceptional. We've had equity-like returns from a much less risky asset class, but going into 2018, that looks a little bit more challenged. Mathematically, as spreads have come in, as bond yields have generally trended down, it means that there is probably less to play for. So as stock pickers, we're going to have to be very careful about where we use our risk budgets. I would say some areas like financials, we still think there is some value. We think that they should benefit as the economy continues to improve, as perhaps yield curves do steepen up in the US. But as I say, it is going to be a bit more of a differentiated environment next year, and we're going to have to be very cautious where we use our risk budget. And certainly, the likes of the high yield market at the moment, we have been pulling back on our risk appetite there, given that we don't think that the valuations are as attractive as they were, say this time last year.
Okay, Steph, thanks very much for coming in.
Good to be here.
Cheers. So looking at the week ahead, it will actually be quite a busy week before the seasonal break. So we have several central bank meetings, including the FOMC, the Fed, who will likely hike rates this week. The ECB, the Bank of England, will also be meeting. And there will also be a meeting of the European Summit, the European Council leaders. So that will be very important in terms of whether the UK can progress onto future trading arrangements, debates or negotiations with the European Council. I also promised Steph this week that he would be able to live out his dream of being a football pundit. So, Steph, I would like to know the prospects for Liverpool, given that their Champions League draw will be tonight. Is there anyone that you would prefer to face, or anyone perhaps you would not want to face? How do you think they're going to progress this year, next year?
No, I don't think we should fear anyone per se, at least when we're going forward, so that that Fab Four can certainly score goals against the best of them. But the challenge has to be, and it was only reinforced yesterday in the derby against Everton, it's got to be our defence. And If we don't sort that out, then I think we're gonna be facing some real problems in Europe against some of the better sides. So the prognosis has to be going forward, fantastic. Fear no one. Defensively, fear everyone, really.
Right, and I think Gary Lineker will be fearing for his job after that wonderful performance, Steph, or maybe not. So from Steph and I, we'd like to wish you all a very good week.